Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Liz Funk. Batting second. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting third. The right fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Billy Sullivan. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Kerry Self. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Red Kress. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Phil Galavan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Phil Galavan. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lefty Grove. And now, play ball. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Funk. The throw from Cochran and he is out, McNair applying the tag. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes strikes out. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Sullivan reaches second base with a double. Seeds goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kress. Bishop reaches second base with a double. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Self fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bishop moves to third. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran takes first base on ball four. Haas moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons strikes out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Self fields it and throws to home to get Bishop. Haas moves to third. Cochran moves to second. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground for an out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Cochran for a passed ball. Kress moves to second. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kress moves to third. Phil Galavan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galavan strikes out. Two outs. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Funk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes strikes out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bishop hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a fly ball into right field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Bishop moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Self fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bishop moves to third. Cochran moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling strikes out. One out. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 0-for-1 in the game. Self hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Miller moves to second. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-1 in the game. Grove hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-1, Athletics. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Bishop hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Funk. Bishop reaches second base with a double. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Haas bunts towards first. Sullivan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Haas for the out. Bishop moves to third. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Cochran hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bishop scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Galavan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galavan is 0-for-1 in the game. Galavan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Funk hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kress. Fox reaches second base with a double. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. McNair bunts towards the mound. Galavan fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to third. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Miller strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fox. The slide. Berry applies the tag. Fox is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Seeds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Seeds moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 0-for-2 in the game. Self hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Grove hits a fly ball into right field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first, with Galavan covering, for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Phil Galavan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galavan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Galavan hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Cochran hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kress. Cochran reaches second base with a double. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cochran scores. It's 5-1, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Self fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McNair. The throw from Berry and he is safe. McNair steals second. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Funk hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 3 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Grove hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Bishop hits a fly ball into left field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grove moves to second. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got 1 RBI. Cochran hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Seeds. Cochran reaches second base with a double. Grove scores. Haas goes all the way around to score. It's 7-1, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Self juggles the ball. That's an error on Self. Cochran moves to third. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cochran scores. Simmons moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-1, Athletics. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a fly ball into left field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 3 in the game. Appling strikes out. Two outs. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 0 for 3 in the game. Self hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.